This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State regulators have fined the Glenwood Springs Amusement Park, where a six-year-old fell to her death last month. The Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park was fined $68,000 and must keep the Haunted Mine Drop closed until it can be reinspected. Regulators say two employees overrode security warnings to start the ride and didn't notice that Wangel Estefanos was not strapped in before she fell. The state unemployment rate fell in September, but there's more to the economic forecast than a single data point. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
The state's unemployment rate is less than half of the pandemic peak in April of last year. But during the past 2 months, the number of jobs added to payrolls has slowed dramatically compared to late spring and early summer, when vaccines became widely available. The state added a little over 5,000 jobs last month, compared to more than 17,000 in May. State economist Ryan Gedney says a lot of things are at play, like the Delta variant, a shortage of workers, and supply chain problems.
It's really just difficult to parse all those out, I think.
Leisure and hospitality accounted for more than half of jobs added in September. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado has formed an outdoor equity board to award money for programs that help young people, especially in low-income and non-white communities, to build connections to the land. The $750,000 grant this year will come from the state lottery. You're listening to CPR News.